Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. In the current election campaign, Doug Ford's message to Ontario voters is, "I am the only one who can protect Ontario." In spite of being assured that opposition leaders in the legislature would support him in opposing Donald Trump's attacks on Canada and this province, Ford claims only he can stand up to Trump, and therefore he had to call an election, for a strong mandate. What a crock. While most politicians across Canada are taking a Team Canada approach, including Ford, when it's convenient for him to do so, here is Ontario's premier taking the very Trump-like position that I am the only one in Ontario that can save us. If ever a time called for a unified message against Trump and his intentions, if we ever find out exactly what they are, this winter of 2025 was it. But not for Ford. The arrogance of the man convinces him that only he, capitals intended, can stand up to the American bully. Again, what nonsense. This message is coming from a man, our premier, who, in the past 7 years in power, has severely weakened Ontario. Instead of dealing with the economic and democratic fundamentals of our province, he has ignored them. Consider the following. Our educational system is a shambles. Elementary and secondary schools don't have enough teachers and educational assistants. Buildings are in disrepair. Students left behind by the pandemic are unable to catch up. The Ontario school system, once among the top five in the world, is in serious jeopardy, and parents know it. Our post-secondary colleges and universities are in similar dire straits. Programs are being cut and staff are being laid off. Universities are in debt, largely a result of cuts Ford made in coming to power in 2018 and 2019 that were followed by frozen budgets over the past 7 years. Our health system is worse off than it was in 2018. One of Ford's first moves in 2019 was to legislate pay freezes for health workers and other civil servants. Then came the COVID-19 pandemic. Did he see the damage his legislation did during that time? Nurses, even doctors, quitting the system, burnt out, unappreciated by this government, no longer willing to risk their personal mental and physical health in trying to make up for this government's shortcomings. Currently 2.5 million Ontarians without a doctor. No actions from Ford, though he lauded health workers as heroes while they struggled. Words cost little, of course. Then there's Ford's slow privatization of our health system, in spite of overwhelming evidence that public health care is both more efficient and more effective than private. Evidence? Take a hard look at the death rate in private long-term care homes during the pandemic, compared to public facilities, and at rising patient costs in private clinics. Housing? For all the bluster coming from Ford, Ontario has the poorest housing record in Canada. Bluster doesn't actually build anything, it seems. Homelessness? Again, this tragedy on our streets has become steadily worse over Ford's 7 years. Shutting down safe injection sites has likely contributed to the death count on our streets. Climate change? Ford's answer is to build more highways, encourage more sprawl. Where are the transit projects that would be an answer to the traffic congestion in southern Ontario? Our democracy. An election called 16 months before it was required was aimed at giving the progressive conservatives an advantage over opposition parties not yet ready to campaign. On top of that, it was called in February during one of the worst winters on record in Ontario. Clearly, voter turnout was not a concern for our premier. Further, Ford has blatantly bribed the voters of Ontario with $3 billion worth of checks even while the election campaign is underway. Shades of politicians handing out bottles of whiskey to voters in the late 1800s and early 20th century. Do I need to list anything more? In this province, as in other provinces and countries, a strong, resilient economy rests on a solid foundation of strong education, good health care, smart urban planning, a compassionate society that looks after those who need help, and strong democratic values and procedures. When we consider his record after 7 years in power, Doug Ford fails on all of these counts. If he's failed Ontario in all of these areas over several years, what makes anyone think he can be a one-man savior in standing up to Donald Trump? If ever Ontario needs a change in government, it is now. Please vote on February 27th with the above in mind. Tell Ford that the people of this province know that his record is clear. He has never been for the people. Fred Larson, Oro Medant.